The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Hey everyone, Kevin here, asking you to head over to our Patreon and check it out. Enjoy benefits like exclusive content, merch discounts, and behind-the-scenes looks at all things Rare Drop. Go to patreon.com/raredrop to become a member today, and thank you so much to our current patrons who helped make this show possible. Dave the New Nerd, Neil Anderson, Jack DeVille, Philip Snyder, Jedi Chappie, Paul Marzik, Aether Mana, Respect KS, Petey Club, Wow Dad, Justin McMahon, Stephen Purd, Matt LaRue, and all of the other patrons. Thank you so much.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Rikari Austin, and I'm one of the hosts of GCX 2022. That's right, we're already talking about next year. Now, we want you to join us at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida, as we come together for another unforgettable GCX. Tickets are going fast, and look, we want to see you, so visit gcxevent.com/tickets to book now.
Out this morning. No, that's a lie.
I did.
Did you do community gym or you went to
I just went here.
I stretched a lot.
I stretched too. I've been able to like, I've been trying really hard to just like, just touch my toes and things like that. I'm trying to like, I went in and tried to do a split the other day and I was like, 20-year-old me would be so fucking ashamed, because when I was 20 and competing in karate, I mean like, I would literally in the air drop into a split as a trick, because everyone in the dojo would be like, oh my God, your nuts hurt. I'm like, no, this is great. So I'm trying to get back to that, because I just feel like that was like a point in which I was really proud of myself when I could do stuff like that. And I want to get back to doing stuff like that.
Okay. I like it.
Trying to be more like pro me, Kevin.
I just don't want my bones to shrivel up and shrink like an old man.
I don't want that for you either.
So I'm stretching. I did the one over the bed on the side where that this morning.
That just sounds like sex, nice Kevin.
Back stretch. No, I did that yesterday.
Good for you.
Thank you. All right. Right.
Well, we were recording this.
All right, whatever. You okay, can put it fine. In these Easter eggs. I'm good, fuck, Tim.
Hey Max, we fuck. Not each other. Fuck. Not God, each other.
No, that. See, he wasn't gonna use it until you did that. That is the moment that his eyes light up and he goes, "Oh, okay,
this is making it in."
Patreon content.
Welcome to episode. We didn't do the countdown. Let's.
You
do
were
the countdown.
Gonna just go
ready?
Right into it after talking about banging each other. Okay,
talking. Having right,
go
time.
For it.
Ready?
Yep.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. He's probably going to start it before. So welcome to episode 51 of Star Wars and Scotch.
Where
the Bad Batch
Kevin,
finale.
Kevin, do we have to keep calling it Star Wars and Scotch when it's 7 o'clock in the morning and you're drinking coffee?
I mean, we branded it and did all that stuff, so we're stuck with the name.
Hey, guys.
Just put Scotch in your coffee like I do.
I just want you guys to know that we're not raging alcoholics. We really love Star Wars, but we're better than that.
Mm. You know what we should do, Tim?
What?
We should have a limited edition scotch-infused coffee.
Oh, my God. Then we could be just raging alcoholics in the morning.
Yes. Yes. We'll talk to Wayne today.
Do you think they'd let us do that?
If we did a limited run, like 500 bags, you'd have to promote the shit out of that for them to...
I sell 500 bags easy peasy.
There you go. Done. We'll make it happen.
Shit,
we could
Kevin,
do it.
Yes.
We should do it around Mandalorian, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Wayne.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to episode 51, Star Wars and Scotch, the end of the Bad Batch season 1. A few other news pieces. Nothing too crazy, but
fun stuff.
Can
fun
I just
stuff.
Say, can I just of course you can. Say, Kevin, that I was right when the Bad Batch episode is just firing on all cylinders. It is such a good show. And this episode really showcased how amazing Star Wars animation is becoming and how this new medium of storytelling is just fantastic. I'm mad that I was hating on the filler episode so much, but damn, if they would have just given me just lesser episodes with more of that, and we'll talk about it later, but just more of that. Oh my gosh.
The action was great. It was a good episode. It got us to where we need to be for season two. We had some excellent dialogue. I just wish there was a little bit more meat on the bone.
Yeah.
It felt a little stretched. Like, we knew they were getting off Kamino. I didn't think that would be the entire episode until I saw the episode name. And I was like, Kamino lost? We're on Kamino this whole episode. I figured we were going to get off Kamino and there would be some conversation between Crosshair and Hunter that led to something one way or another. But we still got the conversation. We just were on Kamino the entire time. So one interesting line from the stormtrooper who says something to what's his name? Admiral
Douchebag.
Oh, I forget his name. Wait,
they really do a good job of just making all of them very pompous and you just really love to hate them.
Admiral Rampart. Well, the reason is because that's who Palpatine, you know, puts in power. They have a certain way about them and they'll do his bidding.
Unifier when ready.
I love him. Even though he's a son of a
Park
bitch.
Park so cool, dude.
Yeah. I will never forget sitting in the theater during Rogue One. I was like, oh my God, he's directed, back from the dead.
Directed credit.
And they did the lighting perfectly so you could not tell the difference.
Yeah.
Directed credit. And then we got old James Earl Jones saying that too. Directed credit.
Man, he just like, you could tell. I was like, dude, what happened to Vader?
Speaking
he just,
of James Earl Jones. Completely not Star Wars related. Did you see that MLB did the Field of Dreams game yesterday?
No.
So they went out to Iowa, built a stadium in a cornfield, and had the Yankees and the White Sox play in old uniforms.
Oh, I did see that advertisement. I didn't know that's what they were calling it.
It was one of the coolest things. I watched it for like 20 minutes because I don't really care about either
team.
They did
like they grew an entire cornfield around this baseball stadium.
Yeah, it was awesome. And they were like hitting dingers out into the corn. I was like, this is so cool. And then they had Kevin Costner in the booth, and I was like, I got to watch the movie now.
If you build it, they will come.
And then they had the monologue by James Earl Jones during one of the commercials. Baseball, it's a part of American history. Anyway, back to Star Wars. I like the episode. It was a great episode. I just, for a finale, it felt like there wasn't enough there. I was expecting an hour-long episode. So again, this is my personal expectations. An hour-long episode with, you know, here's where we're going next, which they alluded to.
Yeah.
So the end, let's start at the end, Tim, because that's the most interesting conversation
to
me.
Yeah, that's always fun to do. Okay.
I mean, we don't go in order anymore. That was boring. People didn't like that.
It was so boring.
They want to hear what we talk about. So the biggest thing with the end is I think that is the beginning of what you've been saying is the link to Grogu.
Yep.
Because that is a new cloning facility run by the Empire. Yep. And that woman who walked out to talk to Nala Se was wearing Dr. Pershing's exact uniform. Exact. To the T.
Yeah.
So, I think Bad Batch Season 2.
Wait, was that Lama Se or is that the other one?
Lama Se?
Who's the other one?
I forget who died and who lived.
I forget.
This is going to sound really specious, but all Kaminoans look the same to me. Sorry.
I mean, they do. It's very hard. Other than the color of their garments, it's very difficult to tell who's who.
They all look the same to me.
Anyways,
their voices are the only way I can differentiate.
Did we know
them.
What planet that was?
Nope. I don't think we're supposed to know.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so I was trying to
it's
figure that one out.
It's a snowy planet and a mountain. Probably new.
Well, it's also
it's
snowy in some part, but it's also there's a lot of forest to it as well. That's why at one point I thought we were going to like Yavin. It looked like Yavin 4. And I was like, what is this? And then I realized the mountain space was incorrect. So it was this new cloning facility that's built into a mountain. That's pretty cool.
You want to hear my theory? Well, one of the stormtroopers also says to Admiral Rampart, you know, the Kaminoan is Kamino is just the city is destroyed, or all cities are destroyed,
right,
or something along
like,
that
it
line.
Sunk into the sea.
So what we speculated last week was that they just destroyed one city. It seems like they glassed the planet.
Yeah, it looked like we got like one tiny frame, but the entire planet was being bombarded.
Yeah, so Kamino is no more. I think that was that's what that line was supposed to convey to us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean we can't go back and search through the wreckage for something or other.
Sure.
You know, underwater, which would be fun. Regardless, the end of that is the link to Mandalorian that I believe you've been talking about, Tim. I believe that is the beginning of what they're going to explore, with Omega being her, Boba Fett is Alpha.
Right.
So
this is the thing that we have been talking about and arguing about and discussing and going back and forth about when we talk about the cloning facilities now, the focus of the Emperor and the Empire and where we headed. So is the Emperor already planning his personal cloning projects for himself to live forever? And that is what this is starting. Or is this going to be another like EU cloning experiment to bring on something? And this is where your knowledge kind of comes in more, because I don't know any EU cloning stuff.
So this links to Legends, because the Emperor did make clones of himself for the exact purpose you're describing.
And that was confirmed in 9. We knew he was already doing that. But was there any other cloning initiatives that were taken to create new soldiers or new Jedi?
He had tried to create Sith and, you know, manipulate the Force into clones, because there was no midichlorians really until the first episodes came, and then they started talking about that. So yes, he was trying to create artificial life and imbue it with the Force in Legends, is essentially can lead to conversations about the Inquisitory.
Sure.
Because some of them are former Jedi. I understand that. But that doesn't mean that he's not trying to bolster their ranks.
And honestly, like, so that's been the hard thing for me to wrap my head around, is like, what is really left for the Clone Wars era before we get into Rebels, into Rogue One? Like, we are encroaching upon Rebels timeline. So like within this small amount of time, there's a lot of things that still happen that I guess we could build stories around. It could be focused, like the next season of Bad Batch could have more focus on Anakin as now Darth Vader building the Inquisitor facility that we saw in Jedi Fallen Order. You know, we could see like what that looks like.
So one thing that I just remembered from Legends, from Force Unleashed specifically, is the Emperor or Vader, I can't remember who because I'm fuzzy on the story, Starkiller was cloned from Galen Merrick, who's I believe that's who you play in the first one. And then they clone him with Force power, and that's who I believe you play in later in the second one. I could be wrong on the exact story, but there is a clone of Starkiller in Force Unleashed.
Interesting.
Vader is the one that clones him, not Palpatine. So,
bruh,
that's a prime example.
That could be wild,
of a Force-sensitive clone.
And all of that was tossed out. That's not canon anymore. So that would be really cool to see if that was brought back in.
Right, but they can always bring the characters back. They just have to rewrite the backstory.
Exactly, but like, and this could be how they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine Starkiller in like season 2 or 3 of The Bad Batch? That'd be wild. People would lose their minds. Mm-hmm. And then EA's like, we have a new Force Unleashed game coming out. I'm like, you know, it's like, I should work for Lucasfilm, just saying.
Oh, God.
But yeah, the cloning itself, they're going to expand and run with that, which I like. I feel like that's such a great part of the Star Wars universe. We've fallen in love with the clones because of Clone Wars. I also think that, and I read this in an article and I am inclined to agree with it, from Screen Rant, that the destruction of Kamino is the official end of the Clone Wars era. Like that is the signifying that we are done. The Bad Batch is moving forward as the Bad Batch and Clone Wars is over.
Sure. I mean, like that. And yeah, it's like, that is the death of that. That's really cool. I mean, like, it makes sense. Like, that's where we started.
Yep.
And that's where we end. And so that, that's really cool. But I mean, like, I think it will always be, it will always be Clone Wars. Like, Bad Batch will always be Clone Wars with a new paint.
Nase is like, the one that they brought.
Nase was it. Okay.
Yeah, that's the chief medical scientist. So the Emperor, or the Empire, I should say, is moving forward with cloning, but they're going to be using it for their own purposes, not to make soldiers. They're going to conscript soldiers, which we already know how that works.
The entire TK program. With Finn. So.
Yeah, we figure out how that all worked with when we meet Finn. I have a feeling this is going to lead to the Emperor trying to make his vessels so he can live forever, just like you said. Which links back to Old Republic with the Eternal Emperor. The Eternal Emperor, the only difference there is the Eternal Emperor would find worthy hosts and then take over their bodies. Ooh. So, like, prominent people that were warriors of note, et cetera, et cetera. And then he would take over their bodies. The Emperor Palpatine is trying to, obviously, create himself over and over again and then imbue his spirit into that body. But we know from Snoke that doesn't go so well.
Yep.
Which the theory is, and tell me if you agree with this, is that the Emperor's force is so strong that a shell cannot contain it.
Yeah, no, I think we all kind of I think we all agreed on that.
Yeah, like that's why he's so broken in Rise of Skywalker. And like, so barely...
that's the one thing, and I really hope they explain Snoke more, whether it's in a book or in a comic or whatever, but
they did last week or the week before. There's more Snoke backstory that was revealed.
Perfect.
In one of the comics.
And so, like, is Snoke considered like a Horcrux at that point? Like, how can he be his own person, but at the same time be the Emperor? You know,
I don't think he is his own person. I think it's the Emperor controlling.
You think he was
him
a puppet
afar.
The entire time, like a marionette?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
So
the Emperor was that strong.
So he wasn't even sentient. He was literally just a shell.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm.
And it wasn't the Emperor in him. The Emperor was controlling
right.
him.
Yeah,
from
he was
that
literally a lifeless
away.
Thing, and he was just treating it like a marionette. That's
right. Because he couldn't just show up and do all that stuff. So, that's where I'm at. We should talk about Crosshair too.
Sure.
Because he's an obstinate little bastard. The fundamental disagreement between the two of them is that Crosshair, towards the end of the episode, I got the idea that Crosshair just wants to be on the winning side.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fight an uphill battle, and he also has a hard time breaking out of the mold of a good soldier follows orders. Like, he just, like, and even Omega said that. She's like, I was really hoping that it was the inhibitor chip, but I later realized that it's how you were made. And that's really strong. Like, that's and it's an interesting thought of the whole, like, nature versus nurture thing of, like, are you built this way genetically, or is this something that you're taught?
I think that you are 100% correct. I think what Crosshair, or what Hunter and Omega said to Crosshair towards the end, that you're nothing but a number of the Empire. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that tried to kill you. I think he's going to become a bounty hunter, just like you said.
Yep. That's the vibe I'm getting. I think Crosshair has a really cool opportunity to be a really fun anti-hero in the Star Wars universe. Knowing that he's a clone that, like, went rogue, that, like, he wants to be on the winning side. So if he can be hired out by the Empire and not be a part of the Empire, like, yeah, of course. Like, why wouldn't you? So I really see him being that anti-hero. He's going to be like one of those people that we love to hate, but at the same time he shows up and does something really cool. We're like, yay, Crosshair. So,
yeah, I have a feeling he might be hunting Omega one point in the next few seasons.
There might be something. Yeah. But I liked how Hunter was like, we don't need to be enemies. And even like with Omega, like when Omega said, she's like, they're your brothers and you're my brother. And I was just like, oh, ow. And it's just like, and she's right. And you could see his face even changed when she said that. Like, I feel like he had that aha moment of still like, I'm not going back on what I said, but I understand where you're coming from. Like, that was kind of like how I read that interaction at the end when they flew away. So I really hope that he doesn't just go back to his old ways and he doesn't become what I thought he was going to be originally, was like the leader of the Death Troopers. I really hope they turn him into something that's like fun to have around.
he was definitely the initial.
Oh, 100%. He was
like, all of them are becoming death troop. I wouldn't be surprised, because they remember how they killed all of them but the one,
the female officer.
Yeah, yeah. What if they retrieve the bodies and that's the first test on, you know, creating the death troopers?
Shit. What if Kevin, that's a part of the facility that Llama Say goes to?
100%.
Like, and 100%. Like, what if they start doing some like Frankenstein level stuff?
I mean, that's
in that facility.
That's what the death troopers are. There's pictures of them.
Oh,
there's
no, they're no, they're descripted in books. They're just like, they're scary. And like when they take their helmets and stuff off, they have like miscolored eyes. They have different looking body parts. Yeah, no, they're Frankensteins. But they're not
awesome.
They're not zombies in the sense of like they're like brains. They're just like they have been chopped up and put back together to be the ultimate soldier.
And it's weird because they all have different allegiances, because Vader has the four that are just loyal to him and only him.
Because they're heavily programmed.
Again, this is one of those things. Say what you want about what Disney's done with the canon. This is one of the coolest things that Disney has brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the way they do it, think about it. Anything that's front facing for kids, they'll put the Death Troopers in, and it's all, you know, they're terrifying and scary. Anything that's a bit deeper, like you said, the books, the comics, stuff that kids don't read, they're willing to show you the backstory. Like, yeah, these are like deformed and cut up and Frankenstein troopers.
Dark.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. That's what Star Wars is good at.
Yep.
Is taking that stuff. Because I don't know how far you are in.
I'm like chapter like 22, 23.
Did someone have sex that shouldn't have had sex?
Yes.
Okay. So without giving away any spoilers, that was like a real raw moment. And it's something you think about with mm-hmm. Jedi. You're always like,
what if?
Man. Yeah. Like, are they all not? Come on. Come on. You can't go your whole life doing that. And then that happened. I was like, good. I'm glad they put this in this book. But that's not for kids.
At least it's.
And that's what I'm loving about
the
differentiation.
They know how to do it very, very classy. Right. It's not like the Catwoman and Batman thing. Like they do a very good job of like, you know, it's happening.
Yeah. It was the next morning and he's looking for his lightsaber. Yep. Like, what could be more oops
yep.
than that? I got too drunk and banged someone, and now I almost lost my lightsaber. So, yeah, I'm interested to see Crosshair's journey now. I like where they're going in the story. I think you're 100% correct. That facility is the beginning of the Death Trooper program, which goes in line. Because I guess you could say that cloning knowledge would help with reanimation.
I would assume so.
So I wouldn't be surprised if those Death Troopers that troopers that died, because they're not called Death Troopers yet. Dude, they sell the helmets online with the green light. That might be the one I buy for my desk.
Yeah.
Flick that on when I get in my office and then sit in conference calls like this with the Death Trooper helmet Jeez. Behind me. Or put it on. Kevin, what do you think about this?
He's always like this.
Only Tim understands him. It's weird. Oh, that'd be cool if you did a Death Trooper helmet and a Sith Trooper helmet, a black and a red.
Well, I'm gonna have the Mandalorian armor.
Yeah, Zach from St. Jude was like, "Kevin, you getting this?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not just gonna get a helmet and then Tim's gonna walk out like, woo, 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 holding Kyler in full Grogu costume. Like, I'm not playing that game.
Well, I like that. Tim's helmet. Like, the helmet looked cool, but I like how it had like the one like. You could tell like the flashlight that came from Walmart kind of attached to the side of it. And I'm just like, oh no.
So that's interesting theory. One of the Knights of Ren, apparently their helmet is a fragment of a Death Trooper helmet, which is interesting to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll talk about that later. So Crosshair is gonna be the new interesting journey, the second story that we're gonna have besides the group. It was a little, I won't say it was too emotional, but it was a little emotional. Like, even Wrecker was like, you know, getting upset with him because it's like, you could have been with us, but you decided not to.
It was a very emotional episode where it's like they were all kind of having their closure moment with him of like, even Tech was like, he's like, why are you defending me? I'm like, I'm not defending you. You know, he's just like, he's recognizing that you have a defect. You know,
right. And I don't have to, what do you say? I don't have to agree with you to. Say you're right, or I forget what the exact line was, but So yeah, it was interesting. And we'll see where
he's
where
very
that
hard on Omega.
Two.
He does not like that Omega kind of like took his place. He just like the constant like you're letting the kid call the shot and just like
I liked when you do a very good crosshair. By
oh,
the
thanks.
Way. I like when he said that and then Hunter turned to him and said, "You got a better idea,"
yeah.
And he didn't say anything. Uh-huh.
He definitely just like, I don't know why he has this level of disdain for her.
Can we talk about the hero of the episode?
Sure.
AZ was 100%.
AZ was so good the entire time. When he powered off pushing her up, my heart sank. I was like, oh no,
oh, yeah,
our little
you were
buddy.
Devastated.
Our little buddy's you gone. Were,
I was beside myself. I was like, oh no, they had to kill someone. And
they needed
AZ.
That hero moment. And it couldn't be any of them because they're underwater. So who's going to be the robot?
I knew once he said that his power reserves were draining, I was like, oh no, this is not good.
Yep.
This is
but
not
I
and
really
I've become
like,
attached to him and now I'm upset.
But that part in the show also makes you think about Crosshair because he made the choice, save Omega and AZ and then toss his gun over because he realized nobody trusted him.
Right.
You know, everyone had their guns pulled out on him. So like that was twofold. That was like a really fun hero moment for AZ. And it was another moment that was really cool because it brought a level of recognizing that Crosshair is more than just a soldier. He is human. He does feel and have emotions. And in that moment, he made the right decision.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like he was pointing at Hunter. And
it
then
did.
Boom.
Like when he pulled it, I was like, oh, no. And then I realized he was doing a heat sig through over his shoulder. So I thought it was really clever.
Yeah, no, that was a very good tense scene.
Yep.
Did you know AZ's full title name?
No.
AZI-345-211-896-246-987-2137.
He reads that out in the first episode. I remember him saying that whole thing. I was like, oh, and then he's like, you can call me AZ for short. I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, that's good.
So I'm glad AZ's still around because AZ was the one that did the operation on Fives.
Yep.
When he's the one that pulled Fives' chip out back in the day on Clone Wars. But it was good to see. And obviously now AZ will be back and be like the droid of the group, which every Star Wars story needs a droid.
Yes.
That's
how it goes. You need
Sorry.
A droid. You need a droid companion. Everybody gets one.
That's the one thing missing from the High Republic is there's no droids.
Because the droids are at that time, the droids don't have the personality that these droids do. I think there is.
But don't you feel like that's missing?
I do, and I don't. Like that's why what the young Jedi, what's his name? It's escaping me. He's got the dog.
Bell Zedifar.
Bell has the dog, which is his robot companion. Like everybody gets. Everyone gets a companion. It just so happens that his companion isn't a droid. It's a dog. So like
so
it's
Reese
still
was geode.
Yes, 100%, dude. Most definitely.
Did you know people are divided on geode? There are people that don't like geode.
I think it's hilarious. He reminds me of Korg from Thor.
I just love that geode's randomly in a place
he just
where
shows
you need
up
him
and
to be.
Nobody knows. But nobody knows if he's alive or not. But he just shows up. I love that character. I thought it was hilarious. It was so good.
But people don't like geode. Drives me
well,
nuts.
And then in Dr. Aphra literally has the bad versions of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yes,
like,
yes,
it's
I've
literally just the carbon copies of R2-D2 and C-3PO. They're just evil, and it's hilarious.
R2's the true hero of Star Wars.
Did you see this?
Isn't he?
You showed me the TikTok of now we're talking about the history of Star Wars. The one where Darth Maul
so
is the
good.
Hero of Star Wars and he kills Anakin, and then it's just credits.
Someone made like an Unreal Engine. Render of Maul riding up on on Tatooine,
yep.
And he's on his, and all you hear is
Qui-Gon, sir, Anakin, get down, well, he goes, and then he jumps off his bike and slashes
Anakin, and then the credits hit director, and it's the title said when Darth Maul saved the entire galaxy. But you think about it, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. If Qui-Gon just would have sucked a little bit more right then and there, it would have been fine.
He waited till later to suck instead. Bad time to suck. Oh, man. I'm excited for Bad Batch Season 2. I don't think we're going to... Well, we know there's a Season 2. I don't think it'll be out before next summer, though.
I think with the pacing, with everything, we've got to look at how things are coming out. So we've got the Book of Boba and in the winter.
Yep.
of this year. We're then going to have Mando in the spring of 2022. So it would make sense, Kevin, that we would, for the summertime, we would get Clone Wars or with Bad Batch season 2, because then when we go into the fall, into the winter, we're going to get more Marvel stuff.
I have a feeling, well, if you notice too, the final episode of Bad Batch and the first episode of What If came out on the same day. Because I think they always like to have something new
they
for the nerds
like
across
to have
both
something
IPs.
New, and they always like to just have a show.
I'm sure that their data shows a Venn diagram of crossover between Marvel and Star Wars, and that circle in the middle is probably enormous.
Oh, I'm sure, most definitely.
Yeah. So, but... Yeah, you have. I have a feeling Book of Boba is going to lead right into Mando season 3. Like, it's going to leave us on the doorstep, and then the next week Mando season 3 will start. Then we have the Obi-Wan movie, which is supposed to come out in the, or the miniseries, which is supposed to come out in the spring, I believe, is the release window.
Yes.
And then Andor is sometime next year.
And then Ahsoka as well, isn't Ahsoka next
year? Ahsoka's 2023.
It's 2023. Okay.
Yeah. Then we get into 2020, but we have Bad Batch season 2 supposedly. We don't know. It could be 2023 for all we know, but my assumption is sometime late summer, fall next year would be my assumption for Bad Batch.
Yeah, we just need to look. You also, like, we'll have to see, like, what's slated for Marvel, too.
Yeah, and then we have Visions, which starts next month.
Oh, so that means...
Which is not canon.
Yeah, but is Vision going to finish up right around... Or is Vision going to start right around the time that What Ifs ends?
How many episodes? I think Visions is 8 episodes.
I'm gonna have to tune into comics and hear the guys talk about What If, because I really liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Visions is 9 episodes. How many episodes of What If? I think the first episode of What If explores if Carter was Captain Britain or something.
She becomes Captain Carter.
Captain Carter.
It's really good, Kevin. It's really fun.
New episode, 10 episodes of What If. So
that's
10 weeks from now. That's going to take, so they're going to overlap.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That's smart to have them overlap, though.
I think so, because Loki and Bad Batch overlapped, and that was really fun because it was Wednesday nights and Friday mornings, and I was just like, yeah, it's just like watching cartoons. It was really good.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. I misspoke. Marvel comes out on Wednesdays.
Yes, Marvel Wednesdays and
Star Wars
on
comes
Fridays.
Out on Fridays.
It works really, really well.
Have you watched Monsters at Work too?
No.
If you like Monsters, Inc., it's very funny.
Is it a show? But it's a show.
It's a TV show, but it comes out episodic every week.
Oh, man, I got to watch that too.
It's right after Monsters 1.
Yeah, so everything's running on the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, but they're making the changeover, and the changeover is painful for everyone because they have to change from scaring to laughing. And then there's this new guy who was like the best in his class who had.
So it's the in between of 1 and 2.
Well, 2 isn't.
No, 2 is a, yes. 2 is a prequel, isn't it?
The college one
is a
prequel.
Was there a 2? Was there a 2?
I don't remember a 2. I think Monsters University was the only other one. It's very funny, though. You watch it.
I'll have to go.
Really,
I'll have to watch
Henry
it.
Winkler's in it.
Okay.
The Fonz.
Yes.
He plays one of the. I forget what their group is called. The maintenance group. That's who they focus on. It's like the maintenance group.
That's awesome.
Monsters, Inc. It's very funny. Anyway,
all right.
Star Wars news. A few cool notes from this week. The casting call is out for Sabine for the Ahsoka show.
I called it.
So you were all wrong when you said that one Imperial officer on the Star Cruiser was Sabine. But the casting call for Sabine is out for Ahsoka. So that means, well, we kind of knew because, you know, the Mina Musad rumors have credibility to them for him.
No,
being
it just,
Ezra.
It makes sense. It's the Ahsoka show is going to be the live action continuation of Rebels, which I think is awesome.
So if all the rumors are true, Mads Mikkelsen will play Lars Mikkelsen will play Admiral Thrawn.
Yep.
Perfect. Mina Musad will play Ezra.
Yep.
Perfect. And we'll find out who Sabine's going to be.
I'm so excited, Kevin. That's awesome.
I'm trying to rack my brain, like, who would be a good Sabine?
I don't know.
It has to be someone young.
Young-ish. Remember, everyone has aged now. It's after Mando, so it's 5+ years after episode 6, and we don't know where. So it's, yeah, so let's call it, yeah, we'll leave it at 5. 5 years after episode 6, we've seen Sabine before episode 4. So there's about 10 years after Rebels when we leave her. When we see her again at the end of episode 6, you know, and she's aged a little bit. So,
you know who'd be a good Sabine?
Nope.
From Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Remember Chloe Bennett?
Oh my God, she would kill it. She's too tall though.
Oh,
she's
got to
be
true.
Shorter.
Yeah, Sabine's shorter but muscular at the same time, because Sabine can beat the shit out of anybody.
Yeah, but it's interesting though, because just like their animation style, everyone's
not
got
muscular.
Everyone's got like
maybe
little arms and legs and stuff.
Fit would probably be the better.
Very fit. Like, yeah, she's gonna be like athletic, like a gymnast. What else we got?
I'm looking through other people that could. Chloe Bennett. Oh man, Chloe Bennett's in like every article for the possible role. Ooh, Priyanka Chopra would be really good.
I don't know who these people are, Kevin.
Look at Priyanka, Priyanka Chopra, Chopra. She would be excellent, actually. Oh, she might be my favorite.
Hmm. She looks a lot like your wife. I can see why she's your favorite. She looks a lot like Danielle.
She would be good, though. She's got the skin tone. Because Sabine
has
a darker skin tone.
Kevin has a type.
I used to be into blondes in high school. Yeah,
not anymore?
Nope.
All right. What's next, Kevin? Your boy's got a stream.
What time is it?
It's almost 8:30.
Oh, boy. We talked about that. Where was the other piece? Oh, Taika Waititi's script is done.
Yes,
and submitted.
I actually talked about that on stream yesterday. I thought that was very cool. So he's got the framework got done.
Did you see his quote?
No.
It feels very me.
Oh, man, that's going to be like, if it's going to be very me, that means it's going to be a lot like Thor Ragnarok, and it's going to be wild. Like, you might even.
Tim and I were at the gym being so jealous of Taika Waititi, because he's in Marvel. He directs Marvel. He's in Star Wars. He directs Star Wars. He's in DC, because if you noticed in Suicide Squad, he's Ratcatcher 1. And he's now been asked to direct something for DC as well.
Yeah, no, this man can just, he literally is transcending the multiverse.
He is King Nerd.
Yep. Yeah, he's nailed
no
it.
No one's beating him at this point.
No, he is definitely winning on all levels.
He's another one I want to just
I would
get
love,
on the,
I would
on
love
a,
to. I'd love to sit down and talk to him. I'm sure he's interesting as hell.
We couldn't do a regular episode. We would have to set up in some like nice little low lit speakeasy situation and have like really good cocktails and talk to him.
Yes.
I'm talking like
$20
cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the vibe. Like Dave Filoni, I feel like it's like sliding beers down a bar, like with people square dancing in the background.
Is it because he has a cowboy hat on all the time?
Probably.
You just assume he square dances on the weekends.
Yeah, just like if we sat down with what's his face, the director of Mandalorian, the showrunner, John
Favreau.
If we sat down with John Favreau, for some reason, I feel like it would need to be in New York City in some like hustling, bustling, nice bar, but you know, good cocktails again, but a different vibe. Like Tyke is like a very quiet, chill vibe in the corner. He's more of a, you know, fast pace. I don't know. That's the vibe I get
feel
from
that.
John Favreau. Anyway, so yeah, so his script is done
awesome.
And submitted. So that's coming down the pipeline.
Sick. I'm excited for
That's really it on news. The only other piece of news was there's a new Tales from the Galaxy's Edge coming out that has an Indiana Jones meets Star Wars vibe.
Ooh, so another Dr. Aphra style. Yes.
I had trouble playing that game because I was getting motion sick.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
So I'm going to try again and see if I can get
the last
really
one they did with Black Spire Outpost. I didn't really enjoy.
But you also haven't been to Black Spire Outpost.
Yeah, but it was also because it was on the Quest exclusive. It wasn't on the computer like Vader Immortal. And so it's like low graphic quality. It's not as like the higher refresh rate just because of hardware limitations. So, but that's exciting.
What I would like to do in the next few months, and I'll talk to Paul, I would like to do the Vader Immortal.
Yeah.
And have you commentate while I'm going through.
It'd be
it
super fun.
You know what's going to happen.
Sick.
And you can watch me scream and yell. Hunter and I, we watch, he's obsessed with Fail Army now.
Mm-hmm.
So So now he wants to, before he goes to bed, he wants to watch a few fail army videos every night.
Aw.
So we saw one with a guy who was doing VR, and Hunter's like, oh, is that the thing you have? I said, yeah. And then the guy, like, literally, he goes to run and trips and punches a hole through his wall.
Oh, no.
And Hunter's like, ah, that's so funny. Mommy would kill you if you did that.
Yeah. That's it.
Star Wars, there's really not much more news this week. There's a Halloween Lego Star Wars coming this year on Disney Plus.
Ooh, is it going to be just like the Christmas one where it's not actually canon, so I don't have to actually turn it on?
They can't make those canon because they're full of jokes
for kids.
Because
the last one was terrible.
The Christmas one was cute for kids. It's not for you, Tim. It's for your son. It's for your son. They introduced...
It starts off with Rey training Finn on how to be a Jedi. I was hooked. I'm like, oh my God, really? And then they just killed it.
Have you never watched the Lego Star Wars before that?
No, that was my first time.
That was why. Because you didn't. Hunter loves them, so I know that like they're just whimsical crap.
Yeah. I set myself up for failure on that one.
I just thought it was fun because they opened up the timelines, and by the end, it was like everyone from every timeline fighting
well,
everyone
that's how,
from
but
every
that's how
timeline.
Lego Star Wars games work, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, they're cute.
They are. Just like you, Kevin.
Yeah, that's it. That is it. That's a wrap on Bad Batch. I would love to bring one of our friends in next week and see if we could talk about Bad Batch with them and see what they thought
Let's
about
make
the whole
it
series.
Happen.
I'm going to talk to people today.
Perfect.
We might not be able to record at 7:30 in the morning, but we also don't have to because Bad Batch is over. We won't do this again until Visions. So, yeah, that's it cool. For Star Wars and Scotch episode 51. You can check out Tim at Darkness 429, streaming Monday through Friday at around 9 a.m. Eastern at fb.gg/darkness429 and Darkness 429 everywhere else in the internet.
Oh, let me do you. Hold on. You can do everything that Kevin does over at raredrop.co. He is the CEO of raredrop.co. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Maybe we'll even start doing TikTok sometime. We're moving offices right now, which is pretty cool. So that's neat.
We're in the new office. Now I'm unpacking boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're in the new office. That's pretty cool.
And I'm drinking. Well, we introduced all of our, because we're doing a shared office space. Mm-hmm. So we have some folks downstairs from another company. Uh-huh. And they're all drinking King's Coast now. So, yeah. So
good.
One of the ladies who works there started put a King's Coast order in yesterday because she was like, "This is amazing."
Just drink better coffee, like, yeah, Chad. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
head over to KingsCoastCoffee.com. Tim and I are out for this week's episode. We hope you enjoyed the Bad Batch as much as we did, and we have regular episode next week. Yeah, we'll see what's going on.
We'll figure it out.
But the next big show that we're going to cover is Visions. Oh, I know what I wanted to do with you. We need to catch up in the comics, and we should talk about that.
And we should also talk about the book. So we'll do that. We'll do that. The next episode, we'll talk about that.
Okay, cool.
Book and
everyone
comics.
Have a good one.
All right.
Tim said it last week, so I'm saying it this
Go
week.
Kevin!
May the force be with you always.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.